Dance, que te tam skatna, wano agumā gan tik fun, what is igāso jāne, kwa?
Dallas, what's skatna, cīgāso?
And you're listening to the Cree Chatter Hour. Welcome back, another beautiful nīsto gīsigā. We're just about at the finish line of Maine. We're happy to have you guys back.
Hey, no, ke tam skatna, wau kāk jo na wāgumā gan. It's been a while since we've been on air, and man, it's Gaiasa Spin. It's good to hear from all of you today.
It's been a beautiful May, and I hope you guys are enjoying all the Boatsum winds that have been picking up here in Treaty 6 territory in Cree country. I know we have a few of them coming up. This weekend is going to be Ermineskin Cree Nation. Powwow there. They were talking about moving the inside if the smoke doesn't go away, but let's hope that the air stays good and we can powwow outside at, what is it called there?
It's called the Pawnee Park.
No, the bear, we're just real lost today. It's not the Pawnee Park. It's the Bear Hills Park. Is that what it's called?
Bell's Hills. Bale's Hills.
Boy, it's been so long, we don't even know how to talk on here no more. Just kidding. But it's going to be good. It's going to be a good weekend. I know this past weekend, we went out east there to Manitouabi. And I know another powwow that was happening was the Legends Casino in Toppenish, Washington. You know, speaking of Manitouabi, they have a bunch of Cree speakers out there. And I remember during a couple of the specials, and I think even before one grand entry, they got one of their local chiefs there to speak. And we talked about this before, but their Cree out that way sounds so similar to our Y dialect, our Plains Cree. I believe there's swampy Cree out there. And I think that's probably the closest dialect that there is to Plains Cree. To me, anyways, from what I hear, the only thing is that they speak a lot faster.
Yeah, they do speak a lot faster. And I was really convinced that it was people from back home that were speaking at the powwow. Because
a lot of their words are the exact same. I think are they the N dialect or the TH dialect?
The TH.
It's really, really close though. And it sounds really familiar to Cree out this way. And I thought that was really cool. On another note though, even the Anishinaabe language, it's pretty similar to us too. Like there's a lot of really same distinct sounds and even words in their language. So it was really cool out there. And I guess Manitouabi in their language means where the creator sits, way out there in Winnipeg.
Way out there on the outskirts, I guess that's where he sits.
It's pretty cool name though. I'm just glad to be home. It's been quite an ordeal now that, you know, powwow season's picking up. This is our second summer as a family of five coming out of the pandemic traveling, and man, we sure are going around some learning curves when it comes to traveling with Nitawa Simsek, because holy man, I felt like we were gone a week.
Boy, did us Nitawa Simsek and Mutsawinoak. Nitawa Simsek, Mutsawinoak. No.
That's they are your kids.
Yeah, they're pretty wild. And, we're still kind of adapting to this new, like Nawigmagan keeps talking about the coming out of the pandemic and, but we'll keep going. I think we'll keep it local. So I think that's rule number one. Moya, we won't go so far. Boy, Winnipeg, yo, man.
You know, it was only supposed to be 12 hours. Like if we would have left here at like say noon, we were supposed to get there at around midnight. But it did not seem like that. We ended up having to camp there and camp on the way back. Yep. I'm just glad to know that we're going to be staying local this summer. So if you see us around Treaty 6 territory, you know that you know why we're here.
Come and talk with us. And, you know, let's engage in this Nehiyowee Win language.
Yeah, I want to hear you guys come up and speak to us and you know, use some lines or some words that you've been practicing. And, you know, one cool thing about conversing with us is, like, us two, we are really big supporters in practicing the language in any way that you can. And don't worry, I still consider myself a beginner speaker, even though I've been studying our language for almost a decade now. But I can't say how beautiful it is to hear other people and see other people take that initiative and speak in our language. I think that makes me really proud.
Katawasa sin.
Yes.
That's what I think about you and the Wigamagan. I encourage some of the coming come and converse with Nawiga Magan. I think she needs a partner that to speak with.
You are my partner.
I am your partner, but a lady partner. I think you need a lady partner, and I think you guys could.
No, somebody, Dallas is inviting you to come speak with him.
I speak to everybody, but I know. I would really love to see you speak more and engage in more conversations with that.
I will. Don't put me on a spot. Just puts me on a spot. Come talk with her. But this weekend, you will see us in Ermineskin. I'm not going to be there Friday, though. I got to go to Toronto for the Indigenous Grooves. They are actually honoring Indigenous women in music, and I got invited to go perform there at the TD Music Hall in downtown Toronto. I'm looking forward to that. But the cool thing about that is I'll only miss the first day of the powwow, and then I'll be there for the very next day. So I'm pretty excited about that.
For the very next day.
Another girl from Treaty 6 territory that'll be performing there is my little sister, Tia Wood. Ooh. So come on out there. Come on out. Buy your tickets. If we have listeners out there in the Toronto area, come on out. It's going to be a good night of music. That's what's going to be happening this week. I'm really looking forward to that. I know Ermineskin's always a good time. It was originally supposed to be a traditional powwow, I think, and they had to keep moving it. I believe that was back in their New Year's or something like that. They had something going on in the winter time, and they had to keep moving it. I hope it doesn't end up in the panty. My avid powwow goers know why. It is, I think I'd rather be breathing the smoky air than breathing the dusty air inside the panty.
Then breathing horse poop air all. Yeah, no, you know what? It's real cold and it's dusty. It's almost being like in a real old barn in there, because it's a real old place, right? And it's just cold and it's dust. Oh my God.
I say keep the powwow outside. Yeah. It's nice and open air there. The smoke is subsiding. Boy, it's been crazy with all these fires coming from BC.
That's where it's coming from,
BC? Yeah, Alberta too, but a lot of them are in BC too. A few weeks back, my mom was coming back. I was trying to come home from BC, and she ended up trying to go through the Hinton Way, and they turned her around. So she went all the way around trying to come through Banff in that way, and she got turned around. So she had to stay in BC another week.
Holy cow, I couldn't imagine that. I just can't believe after all these, I always tell you that you figure by now we would kind of figure out how to contain forest fires. Mm-hmm. But it seems to be getting worse and worser and worser.
And worser and worser.
That's, I always keep telling you about that word on TikTok. That one guy always says that. And worser. Today was a worser day. So I know if I...
That almost sounds like it could be a slang word, hey?
It's so worser today with the forest fires. But, stay safe out there, you guys. And find ways to try, take care of yourself. If that's staying indoors or being active and...
Boy, it just seems like this past, I want to say 3 years, it's been nothing but challenges, not just for our Indigenous people, but for the whole people of the world,
The whole people of the world.
We had COVID. There was all kinds of stuff that happened in those 3 years. Donald Trump. Boy, I haven't heard that name in a long time. Forest fires and all kinds of stuff happening everywhere.
Forrest Gump. Like, holy man, he's everywhere. But we had Omicron. Optimus Prime and all these kind of different kind of variants that were happening, and then all of a sudden there's no variants in this world.
Actually, I heard that there was, but I'm so done talking about COVID at this point. Again, though, everybody coming out to Ermineskin Powwow, the Potsumwin happening this weekend. We want you guys to stay safe and, make sure to, you never know when you're going to Potsumwin, what kind of weather it's going to be. So make sure you bring warm stuff in case it does get pretty chilly there at night. And hopefully the weather stays nice and the skies stay clear. Clear enough anyways where they don't have to move it inside that big old barn there.
Horse barn.
it's been a really awesome thing to see. But someone's picking back up in Cree country. Don't forget that Saddle Lake Powwow is going to be June 23rd, 24th, 25th. Here at the Saddle Lake Cree Nation, I'm actually the powwow president, and it has been confirmed. Our host drum is Northern Cree. We have a whole new powwow committee this year, and we'll be your powwow committee for the next 4 years. So I hope to see you guys come on out to Saddle Lake Powwow June 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Hey, when's Frog Lake Powwow?
It's supposed to be the 4th, 5th, and 6th of August. But we just realized that there's 10 other POWs the same time.
Oh, that's crazy. So, hey,
I think we're going to move. I make a motion here live on our
radio show. Oh, yeah, Counselor Weska had here.
Move the dates regardless of the time and day, because we do have a field house in Frog Lake.
That would be nice. Your guys, I haven't. Actually, I think I've only been to your field house once. Frog Lake's always a good time. Did you guys have a POW? Oh, yeah, you did have. Did you have a POW last year?
We did, yeah. I think we were there. I'm not too sure.
You weren't allowed to sing, though, right? Yeah. Oh, no, not last year. I can't remember.
Me neither.
I remember
we were in Rocky Boy. We were in Rocky Boy, babe.
And then the very first POW, the year before that, though, you guys had a POW. I remember that.
Yeah, that's the last time we went there. Remember, with like the Rakish, and then that's the last time we set up over there.
Well, you weren't allowed. I still wasn't allowed. We had to set up without you.
Yeah. But we won't be doing that kind of stuff there
anymore. You know, me and Dallas, we officially have this list of places where we won't go anymore. All for different reasons, though. Whether it's like the location is kind of hard to have somewhere. But I'm pretty sure from now on, we've added a couple more to that list.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, on being treated, you know, so. I know we're old enough to describe how we feel inside of our hearts and
when emotional we feel, damage.
Emotional damage. But if we're not if we don't feel like, you know, that relationship.
Speaking of where we were this weekend, though, I don't mean to cut you off on something that sounded like you were going somewhere with it. But we got to meet. If you guys are familiar, we always talk about TikTok, and the native TikTok community, indigenous TikTok community, is so big. And we meet people that we follow on there all the time. And this past weekend, we met the Esquil drum maker. Her name is Polfit Julie.
Yep.
But she makes drums on her TikTok, and it was so cool to meet her, because I remember being so like intrigued by her channel, like, oh man, look at, there's this woman, she's making drums on her channel. And she was, you know, she came up and she met us, we got to talk with her, and I guess she's from out that way. I think she's even from even further east. I think like she's Ontario, from
Ukraine or something.
No, she's from Ontario.
Oh, the Ukraine. That's real far.
She was. It was pretty cool to see her there. Also, there's a couple of other TikTokers. A young lady from out there who speaks Swampy Cree. Is it Swampy out there?
Yeah, Swampy. Yeah.
And she does the Cree word of the day. And she, I think I've only seen her once or twice before. I'm gonna try find one of her videos here. But it was really cool, right, Dallas?
To meet people. Like, I was trying to talk, but you just kept going. So when we met that lady who was the drum maker, she would always use our music, and that's how we came across her. And that we would comment on her videos, and she'd be like, "Oh my God, that's blah blah blah." So the thing about her, she waited all day Saturday to hear us sing, and she met us at one. I think it was right after grand entry, like it was about 1 p.m., and she had to wait right till 8 p.m. for us to finally sing. And I kind of felt bad because she was waiting.
You could see some of our singing on her TikTok page. But the young lady I was talking about is Nakisha McDonald, and she does the Cree word of the day. I'll show you guys one of her videos right now. I really want you guys.
Spring. Wapan Achagus, which means morning star in English. Mikasu, which means eagle in English. Give me a one, which means rain in English.
And you see like the similarities with that. But she was probably one of the first young people I seen on TikTok who promote the language and give other people tools like that. And she would start this thing called the Cree word of the day. And that's where I first seen it. And that was really early on in the pandemic when everybody was jumping on TikTok because we're all stuck at home. But Nakisha McDonald, you guys go check her out. I do believe she posts some of her stuff even on Facebook too. You don't even need to have a TikTok account to watch TikTok videos. So.
Yeah, no, I was just kind of remembering what she was saying, that she said Wapan Bisim.
No, Wapan Atagus.
Oh, Wapan Atagus.
And Miksu is what, see, they have a lot of the exact same. Wapan Atagus is how we would say it.
Wapan Aksis Atagus.
And then Miksu or Kihiu for us. I remember the difference between saying Miksu and Kihiu had something to do with a bald eagle and a gold eagle or something. We'll get into that, though. I think actually we got into that before. But.
I know you were talking about the TikTokers that were coming around the drum. A few times in the Wigimagan, there was like about 3 or 4 people that came to the drum looking for you and said, I don't know if you remember, I'm this person on TikTok. I'm like, yeah, I do, but I didn't. There was like 3 people that came to the drum. I didn't know who they were, though. but they come looking for you. And I said, yeah, I know who you are. But I didn't.
But I love that about the TikTok community. There's so many different people on there. We have singers, we got crafters and beaters and drum makers, language enthusiasts, comedians, all kinds of awesome things. You guys, all you have to do is jump on TikTok and search up native TikTok or indigenous TikTok or anything like that, and it should pop up. But we're here. A lot of language stuff on there, I must say that. But you guys stay tuned right after these messages for some more Cree Chatter Hour.